Takk for at du hører på podcast fra Sula Frikirke. Vi ønsker å lede mennesket til Jesus og forandre Sula med Guds godhet. Dine talen er spilt inn på en av våre gudstjenester som på søndager klokka 11. Vil du vite mer om oss, finner du mer info på Facebook eller på sulafrikirke.no. Du er alltid velkommen til Sula Frikirke.
Like Frida said, norsken min ikke god nok å snakke om teologi, men heldigvis vi har Charmin å translate.
Som skal oversette.
Ja, men hvis du snakker god norsk og god engelsk, du kan lytte til meg to ganger. Lucky you. All right. As you know, we're in a series right now about encountering Jesus.
Som dere vet, så vi en taleserie som handler om møte med Jesus.
And the topic today specifically is encountering Jesus through memorizing scripture.
Og temaet for i dag å møte Jesus gjennom å memorisere skriftene.
And it's the last one, I'm told.
Og det den siste i denne taleserien.
So it's an important one. It's important.
Så den viktig.
I don't know about you, but when I hear the word memorize, I think of Sunday school.
Jeg vet ikke med deg, men når jeg tenker på ordet memorisere, så tenker jeg på søndagsskolen.
When I was a kid in Sunday school, they'd have some sort of incentive structure.
Da jeg var barn i søndagsskolen, så hadde det et type opplegg.
You know, you memorize 10 verses and you get a bunch of candy or something like that.
Hvor du skulle memorisere, si 10 bibelvers, og så fikk du godteri.
Do we do that here?
Gjør vi det her?
Okay. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It works. The kids learn the verses, don't they? Little bribery is okay. But obviously, there's more to it than that. There's more to it than memorizing for candy.
Yeah, men det handler selvfølgelig mer handler om mer enn det enn å få godteri.
And I think it's very easy for us to treat the Bible like a textbook or a school book.
Og det er lett for oss å behandle Bibelen som at det undervisningsbok.
And of course, it is in a way a textbook. It's a guide for our life.
Og det er jo setter jo retning for livet vårt. Vi kan lære fra den.
But there is a lot more to it than that.
Men det handler om masse mer enn det også.
So, predictably, we're going to start by looking at Jesus.
Så vi kan regne med å begynne å se på Jesus sitt liv først.
Jesus was soaked in scripture.
Jesus var bada i skriftene.
Han bada i skriftene. In everything that he did, he referenced the prophets. The Bible just poured out of him all the time.
I alt han gjorde så siterte han profetene og Guds ord kom ut av han hele tiden.
And we're going to look at I've got three examples here of what I'm talking about.
Her.
We'll go to Matthew chapter 22 first.
First, skal vi se på Matteus kapittel 22.
And I think Jesus references the scripture almost 200 times in the Gospels, if I'm not mistaken.
Om jeg ikke tar feil, så siterer Jesus Gamle Testamentet 200 ganger i evangeliet.
Jeg vil lese det på engelsk, men jeg tenker vi skal ha det oppe her i norsk, ja? Yeah, Matthew 22. Jesus is battling Satan. He's fighting Satan.
Jesus kämpar med Satan.
Oh, no, that's Matthew. Sorry, that's Matthew 4.
Nej, det var Matteus 4.
Matthew 4 is the battling Satan. Matthew 4, please.
Så vi ska börja med Matteus kapitel 4.
Thank you, poor slide guy.
Tusen tack.
Matthew 4, Jesus battling Satan. Then Jesus was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tried by the slanderer. And having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And drawing near, the tempter said to him, If you are God's son, command that these stones become loaves of bread. He, however, answered by saying, It has been written, The human being shall not live upon bread alone, but upon every utterance issuing from the mouth of God. I love that passage. I always picture it like a in a Western movie.
Jag älskar den bibeltexten. Jag ser alltid för mig en sån westernfilm.
It's like him and Satan are they're having a gunfight. They're dueling, you know.
Hur Jesus och Satan har en duell.
Which is very that's very American of me actually. Like
Det är väldigt amerikanskt
av mig. We're going to understand the Bible. Picture Jesus with a gun. Yeah. But it is a little bit like that, you know. Jesus is responding to Satan. He's quick. He's
Men det
saying,
är liksom det. När
no.
Jesus svarar Satan så gör han det väldigt raskt.
He's quick with the Bible.
Han är chop med Guds ord.
Next we have now we have Matthew 22.
Nästa texten är Matteus kapitel 22.
And Jesus is fighting or arguing or debating the Pharisees.
Och Jesus argumenterar med fariseerna.
His political and social rivals.
Han har sina politiska motståndare.
And they're trying to catch him. They want to get him in a trap so they can say, gotcha.
De försöker fånga honom upp i ett hörn så att de kan säga, aha, tog dig.
But Jesus instead asks them a question.
Men istället så frågar Jesus dig ett spörsmål.
He says, how does it seem to you regarding the anointed? Whose son is he? They said to him, David's son. And he replied, how is it then that David calls him Lord when saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit upon my right until I put your enemies beneath your feet. If therefore David calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one could answer him a word, nor did anyone dare from that day to challenge him again. And the Pharisees are, these are the most educated people about the Bible of their time.
Fariseerna var de mest upplärda I Toran på den tiden.
And Jesus leaves them speechless.
Och Jesus gör dem mållösa.
They've got nothing to say to him. He completely shuts them down.
De har ingenting att säga till honom.
And I don't have time to go into what's so impressive about this exchange.
Jag har inte så mycket tid att gå in I vad som är så imponerande med den här samtalen.
But Jesus displays a really deep understanding of scripture and it's a profound analysis of that scripture as well.
Men Jesus visar att han har en djup förståelse för Guds ord.
Okay, lastly, third example, we're going to go to Luke 24.
Det tredje exemplet är från Lukas kapitel 24.
And this is after Jesus has died.
Detta efter Jesus är död.
And he's walking with some of the disciples, talking to them.
Och han går och snackar med några av disciplarna.
But they do not know that it's him.
Men de känner inte igen.
It says, and he said to them, O fools, and with hearts slow to believe in all the things of which the prophets spoke, was it not necessary for the anointed to endure these things and to enter in his glory? And beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he expounded to them the things concerning himself in every scripture. Now, the road to Emmaus, is, they're not just walking down to devil. It's not a short trip. This is a long trip. They're walking for a long time.
And
Jesus in that time goes through the entire Bible as he knows it.
Och på den tiden så går Jesus genom hela Bibeln som han känner den.
That's the Torah, the Psalms and the prophets.
Toran, psalmerna och profeterna.
And he explains every single reference to himself.
Och han förklarar alla referenspunkter till sig själv.
From memory.
Från sin egen husk.
And I think that's a level of understanding that we don't have. Maybe some of you do.
Och det är ett nivå av förståelse som inte vi har. Kanske du har det.
And I think in these three examples, two in Matthew, one in Luke, and many more.
Och utifrån dessa tre exempel, men där är många fler.
We see that Jesus has an understanding of scripture that is instinctive.
Har Jesus en förståelse av skrifterna som är instinktiv?
It's a reflex. It comes out of him.
Det är en reflex som bara kommer ut av honom.
And I think often when we use scripture, it's sort of a philosophical thing.
Ofta när vi brukar Bibeln så är det mer filosofisk.
God morgon, stå upp.
Det är så galet. Ja.
Vi är upp.
Vi är vakna nu.
Anyways.
Oavsett.
How do we engage with the scripture not just with our mind but from our hearts?
Hur relaterar vi till Guds ord inte bara från tankarna intellektuellt men från hjärtat?
Because Jesus wasn't just thinking about the scriptures.
För Jesus tänkte inte bara på dessa texterna.
They were flowing out of him when he talked to his friends.
De bara kom ut av honom och snackade med vännerna sina.
When he talked to his political rivals.
Han snackade med politiska motståndare.
When he talked to the enemy.
Han snackade med djävulen.
When he taught people.
När han undervisade folk.
And in all those contexts, the Bible just poured out.
Och i alla de kontexterna så kom bara Guds ord utifrån.
Well, to give you an example, actually, I want to ask you some simple questions.
Som ett exempel så vill jag spöra dere noen enkle spørsmål.
And I want you to answer out loud, okay?
Og jeg vil at dere skal svare høyt.
Everybody got to answer out loud. We'll just do a couple, all right?
Alle må svare høyt, og vi skal bare ta et par spørsmål.
Okay, what's your name?
Isaac. Hva heter du?
Great. What color is the sky?
Hva farge er himmelen?
Kanskje i Norge det gris.
Grå, gris.
Nei, blå, ja. Hvor gammel du?
Hvor gammel du? Oh, ja.
Well, some of you had to think about it for a second. I see you. But you get the idea, right?
Men du forstår poenget.
Yeah, those things are so deeply held as truths.
De tingene er så dype sannheter i oss.
You don't have to think about answering them.
Att du tänker inte tänka på att svara på det.
And that's how we should engage with scripture. That's how we should know scripture.
Och det är sån vi ska relatera till skrifterna och känna Bibeln.
So I think the question then is how? How do we become like Jesus in this?
Så frågeställningen är hur då blir vi som Jesus i det här?
And I think to answer that question we need to get in the mind of the Jewish person at the time of Jesus.
Och för att kunna svara på det frågeställningen så måste vi se lite på tankesättet till en jude på Jesus tid.
We live in a time of information, right?
Vi lever i informationstid.
And I don't want to just be like, oh, it's the phones.
Jag vill bara säga, ah, det är mobilerna våra.
But it's kind of the phones.
Men det är mobilerna våra.
We have access all the time to everything.
Allt är tillgängligt för oss hela tiden.
Philosophies.
Filosofia,
religions,
religioner,
ideas,
idea,
everything all the time.
Allt hela tiden.
And when you compare that to Jesus' time,
när du sammanlägger det med Jesus' tid,
from age 2-ish to age 12,
från du är 1 till 12 år cirka,
the Jewish child would study only the Bible.
Så ville ett judiskt barn kun studera Bibeln.
Just one book, one thing. And by age 12, the average baseline Jewish child would have memorized the entire Torah.
Og ved en alder av 12 år så ville en gjennomsnittlig jødisk 12-åring ha memorisert hele Toraen.
Do we have any 12-year-olds in here?
Er det noen 12-åringer igjen?
No. Maybe they're out. Yeah, it's fine.
De er sikkert ikke på Twins.
I don't think our 12-year-olds know 5 books of the Bible though.
Jeg tror ikke en 12-åring kan 5 bøker av Bibelen utenat.
I didn't.
Jeg kunne ikke det.
So there was competing streams of information versus one source of information, one truth.
Så det är många informationskällor sammanlignat med en informationskälla.
And the next thing I think that contrasts between Jesus' society and ours.
Och det nästa som är en kontrast från kulturen på Jesus tid och vår kultur
is the way that they valued the Bible.
Är hur de värdesatte Bibeln.
Again, it's the phones.
Igen så är telefonerna våra.
We are very used to having a Bible on us all the time.
Vi är väldigt vant till att ha en bibel i lomma hela tiden.
And even before we had phones,
till och med för vi hade telefon.
In country like Norway or in America, we have free access to Bibles.
I ett land som Norge eller USA så har vi tillgänglig bibla för oss väldigt enkelt.
Yeah, if you had a Bible and you lost it, you could go to the store, you could go to the Bible store and get another Bible.
Om du hade en bibel och missade den så kunde du bara gå på butiken och köpa en ny.
And in Jesus' time, I think people were lucky to see a Bible written on a scroll maybe one time every year.
Och i Jesus tid så var det nog heldig för att se bibeln skriven på en rull en gång i året.
So I don't think we understand the value that scripture had to Jesus.
Så tror jag vi förstår vad värde Guds ord hade för Jesus.
A person's knowledge of scripture was dependent upon them.
En persons kunskap av bibeln var avhängig av dig själv.
How much time and how much work they'd put in to know scripture.
Hur mycket tid de brukte på att känna skrifterna.
So we have the difference in sources of truth.
Så vi har en skillnad här med informationskilda.
A difference in the value of the Bible.
En skillnad i hur värdsatt bibeln var.
And the last main difference I think is this concept of meditating on scripture.
Och den sista skillnaden är vad koncept vi har av att meditera på skrifterna.
And in Hebrew there is this word hega. I don't speak Hebrew, so.
På hebreiska är det ett ord hega.
And it means to meditate.
Vad det betyder att meditera.
In Psalm 1 it says, how blessed is the one who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the assembly of scoffers. Instead, he finds pleasure in obeying the Lord's commands. He meditates on his commands day and night. Maybe you can just say the last part. He meditates on his commands.
Han mediterar på Guds law. Nu missade jag norska. Ja, han mediterar på Guds ord dag och natt.
And that word meditate is hega.
Och det ordet meditera är hega.
And it's meant to bring to mind like a dog chewing on a bone.
Och du kan se för dig att det är som en hund som tygger på ett ben.
We are supposed to really chew on scripture.
Vi ska verkligen tygga på.
There's a real sense of time being spent.
Det är tid som går in i det.
And I think in all of these things, time is one of the big, the unifying factor.
Och i alla dessa punkter så tror jag tid är viktig att highlighta.
The way that they engaged with scripture involved a lot of time.
Måten de relaterade till skrifterna involverade massa tid.
And that is something that today we have comparatively very very little of.
Och det är något som vi idag har väldigt lite av.
Even when we are doing something.
Till och med när vi gör något.
We are often doing something else at the same time. Maybe we are listening to something.
Vi gör något annat samtidigt. Kanske vi lyssnar på något.
Our time and our attention are precious.
Tiden vår, uppmärksamheten vår är värdefull.
And if you think about Jesus as a carpenter.
Om du tänker på Jesus som en snickare.
He probably had a lot of time while working with his hands to just think about the Bible.
Hade han säkert massa tid medan han jobbade med händerna sina och tänkte på skrifterna.
And we're missing that. We're missing pondering scripture.
Och det manglar vi. Vi manglar det och vill vi tänka över Bibeln.
So all of these things result in Jesus, a man who knows the Bible in his heart.
Så alla dessa faktorer som gör att Jesus verkligen kände skrifterna i hjärtat sitt.
But what was all of that? What was it for?
Men vad var det för?
It wasn't just so that he could answer questions well or know things.
Det var inte bara så han kunde ge goda svar på frågor eller ha ting i huvudet.
Jesus' connection to scripture was his connection to God.
Han har sin relation till skrifterna var också han har sin relation till Gud.
And going back to that idea of hega, to chew.
Och för att gå tillbaka till den idén med hega och tygga.
There is a there's something that happens when we read the Bible that is it goes beyond just the reading.
Det är något som sker när vi läser Bibeln som är massor större än bara det att läsa.
When I read the Bible,
när jag läser Bibeln,
God is present with me in the reading.
Är Gud nära mig när jag läser?
It's not only that I am reading words and understanding knowledge.
Det är inte bara att jag läser ord och förstår information.
He's with me in the act.
Han är med mig i det jag läser.
And it's through that we are developed to become more like Jesus.
Och det är genom det att vi utvecklar oss till att bli mer lik Jesus.
And it's our reading the Bible is our connection to God.
Och genom att läsa Bibeln så har vi en förbindelse med Gud.
I think come with me to Mark 15.
Vi ska slå upp i Markus kapitel 15.
We have Jesus on the cross being crucified.
Jesus är på korset, han blir korsfästa.
This is the crux.
You understand?
Crux, apex, it's the most important part of Jesus' story.
Den viktigaste delen av Jesus.
It's the most important part of the Gospel of Mark and the whole Bible.
Den viktigaste delen av Markus evangeliet och hela Bibeln.
Or of everything. It's the most important part of everything that's ever happened. The crucifixion is.
Korsfästelsen är det viktigaste som har skett någon gång.
And in the midst of that, in the midst of his pain, in the midst of him dying,
mitt i smärtornas och lidelsernas,
Jesus says, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which being interpreted means, my God, why did you forsake me?" And maybe you've read that and thought that he's doubting his faith or doubting God.
Kanske har du läst det för att tänka att han tvivlar på Gud eller tvivlar på troen sin.
But what he's doing in this moment is quoting scripture.
Men det han gör i detta ögonblicket, det är att citera skrifterna.
Scripture that he has memorized.
Skrift som han har memoriserat.
Right in the middle of the most important moment arguably of all time, Jesus quotes the Bible.
I det mest viktiga ögonblicket i all tid så citerar Jesus skrifterna.
And he's doing that not because he's doubting God.
Han gör det för att han tvivlar på Gud.
But on the contrary, in that moment, the Bible is his connection to God.
Men i motsättning till det så är Bibeln han har sin connection.
Because he can read, well, not read, but he knows scripture. He has memorized a scripture.
För han har memoriserat skrifterna.
Where a person is experiencing what he is experiencing. Pain, suffering, feeling as if God has abandoned them.
Hvor en person har känt på de følelsene av å være forlatt av Gud, smerte og lidelse.
And so in all of these practical things, the memorizing, the reading, the time.
Så alla dessa praktiska sakerna som att läsa, memorisera, tid.
The unifying thing, the thing that is driving Jesus and should be driving us is our desire to know God.
Det som det allt har till felles och det som är motivation till Jesus och som bör motivera oss är att känna Gud.
So that when we are confronted with sorrow in life or with joy, with everything in between.
Så när vi möter glädje eller sorg i livet vårt.
The scripture that we know will pour out of us as a response.
Så vill skrifterna och bibeltexterna som vi känner till komma ut av oss naturligt.
And that's what Jesus did. We want to be like Jesus in that.
Det var det Jesus gjorde och vi vill vara som han.
Yeah. We should read the Bible to know God.
Vi borde läsa Bibeln för att vi önskar
att känna Gud. We should memorize the Bible to know God. We should know the Bible to know God.
Och när vi känner skrifterna så får vi också känna Gud.
And when I was preparing for this talk,
när jag förberedde den här andakten,
I was struck by the thought that if I believe the Bible is the word of God, if I believe this is my connection to God.
Så kom tanken I mig att det visst jag verkligen tror att denna boka är min förbindelse till Gud.
Do I treat it that way?
Behandlar jag den så?
And you all believe that the Bible is the word of God. I looked it up on your website.
Jag såg på nätet att de tror att hela Bibeln är Guds ord.
It's good. Free Church believes that the Bible is the inspired word of God.
Det är bra att frikyrka tror det.
Just had to check. If we believe the Bible is the inspired word of God,
hvis vi tror att Bibeln är Guds ord inspirerat,
how does that change the way that we interact with it?
Hvordan förändrar det måten som vi relaterar till den?
And I think that is the thought I'd leave you with. Just that. If we believe that this is the inspired word of God, then what?
Det är tanken jag lyssnar att du ska få sitta lite igen med. Hvis vi tror att Bibeln verkligen är Guds ord, hvordan relaterar vi till den?
Yeah, let's pray.
Okej, låt oss be.
Father, we just thank you that you have given us your word and that we have access to it freely and that you speak to us through it. And I just pray that each of us would understand deeply how incredible that is, what a gift that is. And that as we go forward into our lives and into our weeks, we would treat the Bible as our means of connecting with you. And that we would meet you through it. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us and your patience with us. Amen.